Today's Vahalacha is about the L'shem Yichud that many people say before counting Sfira Seomer. There's basically three groups of people. Some people say it as it's printed in the Siddur. Some people don't say it at all. And some people say it but adjust the Lashon, that the Nusach that appears in most Siddurim. So what's the background with the L'shem Yichud? So L'shem Yichud became popularized 300 or 400 years ago. And the idea is that it allows a person to verbalize certain kavanos that are helpful in performing the mitzvah the best way possible. And this way, you know what the kavanos are, and the person can combine the action with the speech and the thought, the kavanah, all the different elements of human activity, machshava, dibur, maisa. And therefore, the L'shem Yichud is very helpful, not just with regard to this mitzvah, but in many mitzvahs, there are those who say L'shem Yichud before doing so. There are those who are against the entire concept, and the Noda Bihuda is famous, he has a tshuva, which he speaks out very harshly against the practice of L'shem Yichuds in general, and takes the opportunity to bash the Chassidim, who he was very much opposed to, and he writes that it can do more harm than good, that stama lishma, just like in, he brings a parallel proof from the world of Karbanos, where the Chacham instituted that the Kohen doesn't verbalize the lishma for the Karban, because it's kosher even if you don't do so, and if you do verbalize it, you stand to lose more than you stand to gain, because if you say it wrong, then it could be puzzle. So he says the same thing here. If he starts, the Kavanos are very, very complex and deep. And if you say wrong, or you think it wrong, then you're doing more harm than good. If you just do the mitzvah without getting too involved in the deep kavanas, you're great. Everything is fine. So he says it's doing more harm than good, and he comes out very harshly against the entire practice. As far as I'm aware, traditionally, Chassidim and Sfardim do say the L'shem Yichuds in general, and the Nusach Ashkenaz, the Ashkenazim were not Chassidim, really, as far as I'm aware, generally didn't say. Although it's become more common in some circles to say, even amongst those people, but traditionally I think that Nusach Ashkenaz people didn't say. There were those who were not necessarily opposed to the concept of L'shem Yichud, but they didn't like this specific L'shem Yichud. And that's because in the L'shem Yichud before Sefiras Omer, it says the intention is to L'kayim mitzvahs aseh shel Sefiras Omer k'mosha kasev b'Torah. And then it mentions the psukim of Sefiras Omer. And the indication is that a person is being mechaven to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of Sefiras Omer. What could be wrong with that? The problem is that most Rishonim hold that Sefiras Omer is not a mitzvah d'oraisa bizman hazeh. And that seems to be implied by the Shulchan Aruch as well. That although the Rambam holds that it's still d'oraisa bizman hazeh, the vast majority of the Rishonim didn't hold that. They held that it's d'rabbanan bizman hazeh. And therefore, this is a little bit of a misrepresentation of what's going on. Some suggest maybe it's worse than a misrepresentation, that the Rambam holds in Hilchos Mamrim that if the Chachamim institute a mitzvah derabbanon and try to pass it off as a mitzvah deraisa, so that would be a violation of Baal Tosif to say that a mitzvah derabbanon is a mitzvah deraisa. So maybe in a certain sense this would be a violation of Baal Tosif. Not only are you not accomplishing anything good, but by saying this, you're actually doing a lot of harm. So it's certainly possible to dispute this claim, and the Rambam seems to be referring to Beis Din. It doesn't mean that necessarily that if a person thinks that a certain din is deraisa and he's wrong, and really it's derabbanan, that necessarily is Baal Tosif. But there are those who came out against the Lashon, and they suggested adjusting the Nusach. Instead of saying L'kayim mitzvahs aseh, just to say L'kayim mitzvah Sefiras Omer. Instead of saying Kamosha Chasav B'Torah, to say V'Chasav B'Torah, and it's written in the Torah as follows, and therefore it's not expressing a kavanah to fulfill a mitzvah. D'oraisa, it's a mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah which is based on or parallel to psukim that are mentioned in the Torah. So this is Rav Avadya Yosef's psak that he wanted to adjust this nusach, and many others as well. Rav Moshe Sternbach, even the Kleisenberger Rebbe in his Shelos Teshuvas Divrei Yitziv. And other gedolim as well. And there are those who, many people just say whatever, that's printed in the Siddur. I saw in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, or Shlomo Zalman Orbach argued that's not a problem. That mitzvah aseh could be mitzvah deraisa or mitzvah derabbanan. Kamosha kasev b'Torah either means that this is the mitzvah deraisa as written in the Torah, or it's a mitzvah derabbanan based on the mitzvah deraisa that was written in the Torah, and he says it's pashut that you don't have to be mechavin b'shas mitzvah, whether you're doing a mitzvah deraisa or mitzvah derabbanan, as long as you're mekayim, as long as you're having in mind to fulfill a mitzvah. So he didn't find any objection whatsoever to the nusach, the standard nusach of the L'shem Yuchad as printed. So again, there are those who don't say, those who say but adjust the nusach, and those who just say the standard nusach, and there certainly are gedolim on each side of this equation. Important thing is to be mechavin L'shem Mitzvah, and hopefully to fulfill the right preparation as we move towards Kabbalah Satorah. Have a great day. Please stack a few chairs if you're able on your way out.